Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, there's been so much in the media about concussion lately, whether it's in professional sports or collegiate high school athletes. You know, should you as a parent of an athlete be worried about this? Or do we watch our professional athletes return to play with concussion? I mean, there's been three recently just among football players that I have seen. And my guest is Dr. Douglas McCaig. He was chairman of the Department of Family Medicine, and he's a One America Professor Emeritus of Family Medicine and director of IU Center for Sports Medicine. So, Dr. McCaig, let's talk about concussion. How prevalent is it in professional sports?
Well, Melanie, what we have right now is just the sort of the, I hate to say it, but it's sort of the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to find that concussions occur much more frequently than we ever thought or ever dreamed. And because of that, it's going to continue to stay in the forefront of sports. It's in some cases, it's going to end up being a necessary evil because that's the way the game is played. In other cases, we may be able to learn how to protect people. But there's so much that we still don't know about concussion that it's scary when you see it. And, I mean, for example, we have a small idea about what happens to the brain at the point of a concussion, at the time of a concussion. But it's only a little picture, and we're not quite sure what, of course, happens from the standpoint of lasting effects, things that will go on and on, and that's very scary for everybody, for parents, for doctors, and for others. So this is a difficult time.
Now, you know, as a parent of children who play sports, do we get some relief from the equipment that's out there? And certainly in professional sports, Dr. McCaig, people would think, oh, well, in football, their helmets and their, you know, pads and all these things help to protect them from injury. Is that the case or not so much?
No, the helmet is basically the same helmet that you can get for a high school player that you can for a professional player. The helmets are made. There's three or four manufacturers around the country, and that's pretty much all regulated. Plus, one has to understand that a helmet has never prevented a concussion. That's not what they were designed to do. They were designed to take care of more serious head injury, if there is such a thing, such things as skull fractures. And they were not designed to take care of what happens in a concussion. What happens in a concussion is that a person gets hit. He doesn't actually even have to get hit on the head, to be honest with you. And the brain is jarred and bounces back and forth inside this bag of fluid that it floats in the skull. And so that, you know, that type of impact is inherent. And what happens is that that the brain gets injured as a result of that.
So now, as a sports medicine physician, do you think that the coaches and the trainers out there are sufficiently educated in concussion diagnosis to see so that some athlete doesn't go running back out on the field? And I've also heard that you use player to player, you know, so that you watch your players within the, you know, out on the field,
right,
for erratic behavior or slur, you know, any of that sort of thing.
Well, I think the trainers and even the coaches are educated. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to basically figure this out. I mean, if a player is not acting correctly, and if a player is wobbly or has a wobbly gait or something like that, the way things are now, they're basically assumed to have a concussion before a diagnosis is ever made. So the bar, the sensitivity bar has been set pretty high, and pretty much that trips up just about everything. What's what you're going to see happening now is that because of the desire of players to stay in a game, they're going to try to hide concussions and concussion symptoms, things like headaches, from a trainer or from a physician or whatever, in order to stay into the game. That's
a problem. Problem, because you would have to then really keep a close eye. Now, recently in the news, just even the Bears, Jay Cutler, I think, was said to have had some in college and then got one recently and was allowed to play, you know. So, and we're going to talk about the ethics of returning to play with injuries later, but how, you know, in that sort of situation, do previous concussions keep you more on your toes about possible reconcussed situations?
Well, it should, and that's basically been what we've been teaching, is that players with previous concussions are much more prone to get a future concussion.
But they hide that sometimes.
They definitely hide it.
Especially in professional sports, because, boy, they're getting paid big bucks, and they
Here's an interesting example. We did some research on a high school team locally here, and what we did is we just wanted to sort of test them with neuropsych testing. And these were people who did not report concussions or any symptoms of concussions. We just wanted to pull some players out of a typical practice, and so we did, and we tested them before practice and after practice, and we did this for 2 weeks, and of the high school kids that we pulled out, which were about 25, two-thirds of them over the course of that two-week period of time had significant changes in their testing, to the point where we would have classified that as a concussion.
Wow.
And these were high school kids. These were kids who did not report anything, nor did anybody on the field, including the trainers or the coaches, report any unusual behavior. So we're getting, if you don't mind me using this term, subclinical concussions at a much more alarming rate than we ever dreamed that we would. And this, of course, basically puts fear into the hearts of all parents and everybody else, and I can understand that.
Absolutely. I mean, as a parent myself. Now, what would you tell parents? You know, we just have a minute left here or so, a little bit. What would you tell parents about keeping their eye on their athletes?
Well, parents are going to know their young athletes much better than anybody else. But, and even though we're increasing our sensitivity across the board with what we pick and what we pick out, we can't prevent these things from happening in collision sports like football. And we don't know what happens if you accumulate, you know, 3, 4, or 5 of these things. That's a real frustration on the part of team physicians. You know, how long do we keep them out before we put them back in? Lots and lots of issues. The best thing I can tell parents and others is that it's probably wise to keep abreast of what your son or daughter, in that matter, is doing. And if there's any problems, headaches or anything else, they need, you know, it's probably wise to err on the side of being conservative about this.
So parents need to keep their eye on their kids when they play these kinds of contact sports and watch for signs and symptoms, headaches and, you know, maybe gait changes. And athletes, you need to keep eyes on your other athletes out on the field. And, you know, we're looking to the future of possibly fewer concussions, less severe. You never know. You're listening to Train Your Body. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.